This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, later today, the Federal Reserve will release the results of its annual stress tests. They'll give us a sense of how America's 19 biggest banks are doing. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
A stress test is the Fed imagining terrible things and seeing if banks survive.
The stock market falls 50%, housing prices fall 20%, and the unemployment rate goes back up to 12%.
Rebel Cole is a professor of finance at DePaul University and trains the International Monetary Fund on how to run stress tests. He doesn't expect any surprises in today's Fed results.
In practice, the stress tests typically are not very stressful. This is really about engendering confidence in the banking system.
Still, the Fed could be nervous enough to tell some banks, hang on to your cash, don't give too much to shareholders as dividends. Anat Admati is a professor at Stanford's Graduate School of Business. She's concerned the banks will get off easy.
When a company pays dividends or buys back some of its shares, then it doesn't have that money to invest or to back up its debts.
Shareholders will have to wait a week to see whether the Fed lets banks pay higher dividends. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.